Well, how come every time we're about to start, like right before I hit the button, you do like this phlegmy cough? Are you clearing out the bullshit in your throat? Oh, that was you?
That wasn't it.
That wasn't no. even...
No, that was... Sorry,
Napier. I'm sorry, Napier. I just started going at you right away. And, you know, really... When I heard that Paul's brother's here, by the way, Nick, hi, say hey, hi.
Hello. Yeah,
but we couldn't find the fourth microphone, so he's just gonna have to like doo-wop with Napier, and like you know they're gonna have to share and sing in harmony.
When, speak loudly.
Yeah, or just start yelling.
Yeah, I'll just chime in whenever.
Raise your hand or like tap Napier when you're just ready to go.
Massage his inner thigh.
It'll keep him paying attention, and like the way I figured it. I've been hearing about this bath salt thing.
Oh, you know, snort with the zombies. Salt?
The zombie guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I thought that what I would do is I would mix up some bath salt in water and give it to Napier and see if by the end of the hour he was eating our faces. You want some bath salt, buddy?
No, I don't.
Just take a little sip.
It's in a skull glass. It's fitting.
Yeah, it's in a skull glass. It's okay.
Why would I want to drink that?
Well, there's two other... There's several other people here to a point where I think that if you went to try to eat one of our face, the other one would stop us. So that's fine.
Apparently, the guy took like six bullets before he went down.
Yeah, so it'll make you superhuman, man. Just Paul, stir it around a little bit so it doesn't settle at the bottom. We want Napier to be nice.
Those are definitely bath salts. Like you can see them at the bottom.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. No. It's the real shit.
I don't think
you drink it.
You snort it.
You snort it?
You snort
it? Well, see, Napier, it won't hurt you at all. You're just going to drink it. And then
no, I'm not going to drink that.
Paul will drink it.
No. Well, I'll take a sip.
Yeah, to take
is
a
there
sip.
Anything else in here?
It's salt
no,
water.
No, it's...
Is it a clean glass?
Yeah, I took it right out of the thing. Make a slurpy noise. So it's audio. There you go. I don't think anybody heard it. Take one more.
It doesn't taste very good.
It doesn't taste very good?
It probably tastes like salt water.
It's pretty gross.
So you guys
experience in this field. You are going to vomit.
I am craving human flesh now, a little bit.
Keep an eye on Paul, will you? Just make sure that nothing goes wrong.
Have a weird aftertaste.
Yeah?
Like
yeah.
Salmon. Yeah.
Why would you do that? I was just kidding.
I thought it would make for good radio. You know, if I try to eat someone's brains live on the podcast.
Well, no, you don't eat brains. You eat faces.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he was trying to get to the brain, right?
Is that what the idea was?
I mean, I just figured it would
yeah.
be
the
idea.
Center.
And you also got to get naked first. I mean, that's what happens.
I think that might be perfect.
You all right, buddy?
I just want a different flavor in my mouth.
Here, I got some animal crackers. You want some?
Yeah, I'll take a cracker.
I mean, I don't have people's face crackers. I'm sorry. Here you go, buddy. Oh! I'll eat that one. All right. We're passing out animal crackers. Fucking show's off to a good start. There you go, fatty. Eat an animal cracker.
Eat Man, my ass.
You look fatter than usual.
I am.
What the hell happened?
I just ate a shit ton of Five Guys. It was delicious.
You ate Five Guys?
Yeah. We were out at the train tracks, and I was blowing them.
Yeah.
And then I swallowed every bit of it.
Oh, we're talking about semen.
Yeah, now we are.
You don't have to hold the microphone up to Napier. He has one.
Yeah.
I'm just holding the microphone while I eat my animal crackers. He handed this shit off to me for some reason.
So I have a mouthful of animal crackers.
If we all hold our microphones up to Napier when he talks, maybe it'll sound like surround sound. Like...
I have the biggest set of balls on this planet. Every last one of you are going to be encased by my testicle sack. Enjoy.
Hope that sounded
and good. That worked all right because all the rest of us were chewing animal crackers and Napier's. Would you believe for 1 second that everyone ate animal crackers and Napier turned it down?
Well, you threw one at him and I immediately put it in my mouth.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Also, I don't eat animal crackers because I'm not seven.
Yeah.
Like a child.
Okay, so a brief synopsis of the dynamic of the show. Napier says crazy things, and I say incredibly mean things.
Okay.
Because at one point, I said something mean to someone, and someone else laughed at it. And it was that positive reinforcement that is just kind of carried through my entire life.
And because you're a cynical cunt.
That has something to do with it, yeah.
I think he's preparing you to say something mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's bound to happen eventually. I mean,
you have something in mind already?
Or no, not just, yet. Not okay. yet. I'm just waiting. But I mean, you know.
It wasn't some glaring thing. You were just like, well, I'm going to be fucking
It'd be like, yeah, just like, I'm just throwing it out there. In about 3 seconds, I'm gonna, and we're also going to do another Choose Your Adventure today at some point.
Oh, are we? Where that works so well last
tells
time.
Us, yeah, I know.
It was just so good.
I like to come back to the bits that really work.
The ones that strike home, you know.
So Napier's going to tell a story, and at some point we will give the person the option of listening to one of two potential endings. Napier, do you have a story in mind yet? Or I know I'm just kind of springing this on you.
I don't have a story in mind.
You don't have anything in mind?
You can remind me of a story from the olden days.
From the days of yore.
Yeah.
Tell us about Henry VIII.
Yeah,
why.
Let's hear about it. And then at a certain point, we will trail off into two separate endings to this thing that already factually happened.
Well, last time it was so effective that I'm sure this time will be even better.
Well, it was Napier's fart story. I guess we could just tell the same story again. It's not like anybody actually
listened. We could try to get... But see, the thing is, he told the same story twice. Yeah. The ending was the same both times. I think he completely missed the point of the Choose Your Own Adventure part. I think he just went right over his head.
I don't think he missed it. I just think that, you know...
He didn't give a fuck.
They were told a little bit different.
They're like different words, but the story themselves is the same.
But I mean, you know, no, you're right. They were exactly the same.
Yeah, they were exactly the same.
So you don't have any stories?
Not really.
Your buddy Francis kind of dissed you a little bit on my Facebook the other day.
I don't know who Francis is.
You've met Francis, haven't you?
I don't think I've even met Francis.
You never met Francis?
I would remember a dude named Francis.
Yeah.
Because then he would have got angry, and then I would have played the whole
is Francis
settle down Francis.
Like, is Francis like long for Frank? I mean, is Frank Francis or... No, Franklin is Frank. What is the short version of Francis, or is it just Francis?
Faggot.
Francis is an avid listener of the show.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't think he is, but he did say that he missed the show, but not you.
Oh.
But not Napier.
You know, 50, or no, what's one-third? 33.333% of the show, he didn't miss at all.
Oh.
And he said that he is the proudest person... He's never met someone who's so proud of his own insanity.
He hasn't been to enough clinics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you haven't... I told you about this. I thought you were really going to light him up.
Why would I light him up? I don't even know him.
Well, I mean, he doesn't really know you either, but...
But he is a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly. that was the first thing.
Well, that was a decision his parents made.
What?
To name him Francis.
Yeah.
Like, what loving, caring group of people would name a male child Francis?
Is that one of those names that both men and females can both be named?
Yeah.
Is there Lady Francis's, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're even worse.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, going off on the guy's name and calling him a faggot, you can do better than that.
Well, I could go off on his parents. Well, I don't know how unloving and uncaring they are to name their child that. Just his dad, one day in the fucking hospital with his wife, like, pushing out this fucking kid. He's like, God damn it, just drinking constantly and pissed off at life. Like, all of his dreams just died the moment that thing came out of that woman. And he's just bitter and angry. Fuck that kid! I'm naming him Francis! He's gonna get fucked his whole life! And then one day, he decided to share his anger with all of us. And get pissed off at me because I got pissed off at hippies. When in reality, he's just angry that his dad got drunk and named him Francis.
So that's what it all stems from?
It could be.
Getting fucked your whole life is a good thing, though, right?
Not,
I mean, like,
not unwillingly.
Are you saying that you can you can pull mad?
No. He's fucked. He's not getting fucked. He's fucked. You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Metaphorically fucked.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Yeah, there's no pussy in the name Francis.
You don't say, hey,
yeah,
baby.
You go to a bar, hey, baby, what's up? Oh, hey, daddy, what's your name? Francis. Oh. Bye.
Well, see, and that's what I was thinking. Like, what is short? I mean, like, you know, there's names that, like, you can shorten to make it sound less...
Fran.
Oh, no. You couldn't do that. No. Is it Fran?
It's Fran.
But that would be like a woman, though. There's no dude walking around saying, my name's Fran.
Franny.
Yeah, Franny.
But, I mean, like, what is the dude shortening for Francis?
There isn't one.
There isn't one? No. Did you look it up?
No. I just know that Francis can be short for Francine, which is a female's name. So there's no way to possibly shorten Francis.
Wait. Yeah. Go by your middle name, dude.
They might go by Frank.
What if his middle name's like Anus?
Francis Anus?
Right.
He could just be famous.
You gotta think of a last name for that.
Well, by Napier's theory, I guess.
Francis Anus
McGillicuddy. I guess his angry, bitter, drunk father.
Yeah, his
probably
angry,
wouldn't
bitter,
have given him
father,
the out of giving him like a good middle name.
Yeah, like Francis Robin.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, your middle name is
Robin's another unisex
gigantic
name,
vagina.
Exactly, and if he would have been born a girl, his dad just would have named him middle name Thundercunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess because
Meaty Lips Thundercunt, whatever his last name.
Because you don't truly know the fellow, I guess there isn't really like a lot of ammunition you can have on your reply.
No.
I mean, you know, he knows, I guess, enough about you just because of, you know, the things you say.
Yeah.
The things you say.
Yeah, and apparently you guys like to say the things that I say at parties when I'm not there.
Huh? Yeah, and we probably skew them in a more negative direction than maybe you implied them.
Or he's probably a dirty fucking hippie, and that's why he got pissed off.
Because you don't like hippies?
No, I don't like hippies.
You know, a lot of my friends know you as the guy who talks about measuring how deep his asshole was.
Oh, yeah.
How deep is it?
It's enough to get to your elbow on most arms. You can get to the elbow.
Yeah, but that's not a measurement that I don't even think that's a measurement in like Europe.
Well, you gotta figure out, ask him how he measured that. How would one measure that, right?
Well, I mean,
to your elbow.
Yeah.
Is this going to be adventure Napier adventure story time?
Tell that story.
Tell the story about how you found out your ass can go deep enough to someone's elbow, and at a certain point, I will stop you. And we will have two separate endings.
Okay.
So, hey, listener out there, get ready, because I will tell you what the time is that you would need to skip to if you want to hear the second ending. All right, go.
So I was working at Pizza Hut, and they just came out with the fucking Cheesy Bites pizza.
Did you see that's back?
Yeah, that's
God,
back.
God, those things sucked. I hated making those.
Yeah, so...
Hey, if you go to Pizza Hut and you get one of those...
Fuck
you him. Owe the cook back in the back a blowjob for ordering it, because fuck you. Those
exactly.
things are awful to make. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
So, fucking Jenny has me make up like fucking 30 of these, and...
Is the pizza somehow relevant to the story about how you can go elbow deep in your asshole?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
I'm making these fucking pizzas just angry... And just pissed off, and I keep thinking about all the things that the store has done to make me hate working there for my $8 an hour.
And so you decide, as a way to show Pizza Hut your anger, you're going to fist your own asshole. That's where this is going? Is that where?
No, well, that's not where it was going.
Is this where we should stop and have two separate?
Yeah, let's stop here.
Okay. Okay, listener out there. It's 16:15 into the show. If you want to hear ending two of the Napier fists his own asshole story, skip ahead to 17 minutes. All right, go ahead, Napes.
So there I was in the back making Cheesy Bite pizzas, and Mark Balladat's back there.
Speed it up. You only got 30 more seconds.
And I say to Mark, I feel like I'm getting fucked every time I go in here. I bet my asshole is deep enough to put a diver's watch in. He goes, all right, Mark. And then he pulls down my pants, and he starts going in me dry like some kind of fucking horrible
hobo
rapist.
With his fist?
Yeah, with his fist. He's just punching my fucking man cunt and just going at it and screaming, look at me, guys.
All right, stop, stop, stop. All right, ending number two.
Ending number two is what happened is me and Paul were in the same class in college where he met his wife, and we went outside, and I was telling Paul how deeply I get fucked at work in front of his potential wife that he's never spoken to yet, who just happened to walk up on us, and I start telling him about these rulers.
You can't compare Paul's wife's arm up to her elbow to Mark Balladad's. There's no way that that is the same length.
No, they don't even know about Mark Balladad.
Yeah.
They've skipped that portion.
Yeah, you
fuck!
Just...
God,
you
just fucked it up!
You fucked up your own premise.
All right, I'm sorry.
Hold on, actually.
Mark Balladad is irrelevant. I'm sorry.
No, they're going to go back and listen to both, and it defeats everything we just did.
But and besides, the best part of the story is that this is not the Napier measuring his own anus depth story that I was referring to.
So this is what really happened?
Well, this is a whole totally different circumstance.
Yeah.
From what I remember, he told us about how he took a yardstick.
Yeah, I took a yardstick. I wrapped it in a condom and painter's tape.
Did you really do this, or is this just like a funny thing that
I didn't
you
really,
say? Okay.
I didn't really do this. But I told Paul that I did, along with this woman in this class.
Wait, I mean, do you think that like it's beyond the realm of possibility that Napier measured is the
no,
depth
I
of his
totally
asshole?
Thought it, I totally thought this was legit.
I mean, like, I'm not the asshole asking that question. I mean, like, it could happen.
Right, exactly.
Okay, anyway. So you put a condom on a yardstick, but you didn't really.
No, but I didn't really. And I put it up my ass to see how far it would go. And sure enough, I had to tape two together because of how far the first one went. I lost it, and I had to get a friend out to kind of pull it out a little bit.
You had to get one of those grabby tools,
yeah.
Like, you know, that you get stuff off the top shelf.
And use a hand mirror to, because you can't see your own asshole. So I had to use, like, a series of mirrors to, like, get, you know, the proper angle. And I'll say this, my butthole's hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know how hairy it was. It just looked nasty.
Right. You know, I know that it's kind of hard to look at your own asshole, like, you know, from my problems. Yeah.
So you weren't, like, spread eagle with your legs behind your head just looking at
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something
I'm
I tried.
Not flexible. There's no way with my legs behind my head.
So,
well, that wouldn't have happened.
So what does this have to do with Paul's wife?
Well, I was telling Paul this story outside of class, and that's the first thing that this woman hears in a dialogue between us, and he wanted to ask her out.
Yeah.
And it could have been this lady thinks that we're both rapists, and then they never would have gotten married.
I wish that the story was like she really had the hots for Napier, but like Napier knew that you liked her, and so like he took a bullet and made up a thing about sticking rulers in his ass, you know, so that
maybe that's what really
focused.
Happened. And he's been like, you know, saving my feelings this whole time.
You think?
Maybe
it could be.
Yeah,
I'd
he was like, likely. He was like, you know, I got to be a good friend here. You know, I gotta take one for the team and you know, step aside. But I mean, there's no way that she could resist him. You know,
not just, physically.
I mean, like,
well, in the
yeah, not physically. I mean, not unless you like. See, I meant that differently.
But no, she's a little person. It would be very hard.
She's so tiny, I wouldn't have to use tools. Well, you know, unless I really wanted to.
Okay, enough raping my wife talk. Yeah, but when he first told the story,
okay,
he included like a little like shimmy backing up because he like put the end into the ruler against like a wall.
Well, so he did like a little shake,
right? And he was
yeah,
like showing can't... how he had backed up onto the ruler as deep as it could go.
Did you?
I couldn't reach all the way back, so I had to.
Did you tape the ruler like secure it to the wall, like really good? So, or
no,
did...
I mean it would come with me
you
when
just,
I was.
Oh,
gone.
You just kind of rested your weight on it so that it stayed in place.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
just
when...
kind of inched back.
Well,
inched
my butthole's tight, yeah. So it's just going to clamp down on it when it's ready to clamp down. I mean, it knows what it's doing. When it's ready, to close, it'll close.
It's trained.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not elbow deep. There was an exact measurement?
Yeah, there was, but I mean...
Multiple yardsticks.
For most people, it's at least to your elbow. So I'm giving everybody a reference.
I don't think to my elbow is more than one yardstick. Or were those two different stories again? Was it
your forearm's bigger than a yard?
No, shorter than a yard. Yeah. You said it was multiple yardsticks. You had to get the second one in there.
Yeah, but you're saying
like the surface.
Maybe there's holes in your story.
There's holes in my anus.
This is because it never actually happened. Yeah. So every time it's retold, it's slightly different.
I got my anus perforated by the ruler because it had the sharp corners. So I had to go to the hospital like Mr. Hands did when he got fucked by that horse. And he died. Mr. Hands died.
Mr. Hands?
Mr. Hands. He was this dude on the internet who used to put videos of himself up on the internet of him getting fucked by horses.
And one, how do you make a horse fuck you?
They want to fuck you.
Yeah, you put...
You put peanut butter in their asshole, and they're like, I have to put my dick in this peanut butter? I don't think I've ever fucked peanut butter. You'd want to use the creamy kind. You wouldn't want to use the...
Right.
Oh, no, you use the chunky kind. It gets, the texture on there. Got a little good feeling in it. Gives you little pokes every once in a while. It's hot.
No, I don't like little pokes.
Yeah, you get a little nut thing in your pee hole, and you kind of jam it down there. And then you kind of massage that part. And it's like, ooh, that's different.
I'm starting to get what Francis is talking about.
What exactly did Francis say?
Francis said, he said that... We hadn't done the show in almost a year, and he just sent a little message to me on the Facebooks that said something along the lines of that he missed the show, but only parts of it, and then I kind of pressed what do you mean like that, and then it was Napier .. and then he said that Napier is the there's no one who he's ever met who is more proud of their insanity. That's what he said. Which I would agree. I mean,
yeah.
It's not necessarily like a slanderous term. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
But he meant it in a negative way.
Well, right. He may have meant it in a negative way.
Yeah.
It's so hard to tell over.
In reality, I probably agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, Napier agrees with him. Napier.
I'm not calling him a liar. I wouldn't say that.
you are kind of a crazy person. I mean, you are.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you didn't drink those bath salts. Paul, how you feeling? You feeling all right?
I'm still feeling pretty good.
Yeah?
He drank salt water. He's fine. What you want to do is you want to crush it up into a powder like cocaine, and then you snort it.
You want to get him to snort it?
I don't think he wants to do that.
No?
No.
What if I put it, fill up a shop vac with it, and then, shoot it in his face? Then he'll have to inhale some, right?
Well, you're going to put salt in his eyes.
No, I'll tell him to close his eyes first.
I think it might still get in.
Yeah, probably. But, that's a small price to pay. I want Paul to eat somebody's face. I think that would be great. Now, think about this. How much press and excitement and internet buzz did the homeless guy in Miami get for eating the guy's face?
Well, I think
a ton. What if Paul just went a little bit crazy? I mean, we'd get some attention, right?
Yeah, but if he goes...
What do we have to do to get people to pay attention to us? We've been trying for years, Napier. Nobody pays attention to us.
You could always...
We gotta eat face.
He's figured it out.
That's the one thing you gotta do.
You know, that's just an internet thing that's going on right now. You want to do something that's timeless. What you want to do is you want to go down to 270.
There hasn't been too many face eaters. It's a small market. We get
Jeffrey
right
Dahmer ate butts.
People are still talking about Jeffrey Dahmer. Napier, yeah. Gotta eat somebody's face.
Yeah, but what?
You gotta be proud of it.
What if the cops shoot
me? That's right, motherfucker. I eat face.
What if the cops shoot me six times like they did the dude?
That would be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good at the same time.
We gotta avoid that. You gotta be more stealthy in your face eating.
In fact, that would double win for the show, right? Because according to Francis...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The show would be 33.333% better.
Right.
And we'd have a bunch more publicity.
Right! And then we could just get on and be like, dude...
You can have a memorial episode.
The first 60 episodes, listen, it's crazy face eater guy. I mean, he was here.
How do you feel about me and Paul?
Me and Paul would just be sitting there and we'd be going, fuck, man. I never knew the guy was going to start eating face.
Why don't we just go to Jesse and have and do it like...
You want to eat Jesse's face?
No.
That Jesse would be even better. Then there would be like a dynamic between the two of you that they Jesse, could go back and revisit.
Have Jesse eat face.
No, I think Jesse's pretty well adjusted. I don't think he's going to be eating any face.
Depends on how much blow we give him.
Of bath salts.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think people eat faces on blow. I think it's just
there would be a lot
well,
of
it's,
cases blo- in the
it's bath salt. Blow.
Napier, let's face it. What? If anybody here is going to be eating some fucking face, it's going to be you. Not only because faces are delicious, but because
how
you're
do you know
a fucking
faces?
Crazy person.
How do you know faces are delicious?
Oh, come on. Let's be honest.
What kind of like meat would you think the face was like? I think like bacon would like the cheeks would be kind of bacon-y.
Yeah. I mean, like, I imagine people are probably pretty fucking delicious.
Like fried lips would be good.
I mean, is there any reason for you to believe that people aren't delicious? I mean, you're never going to like try a person, probably. I mean, it's probably never going to happen. But like, if we ever got to that point where people started eating people, I'd try people.
Well, why would you try their face first?
I would only try cooked people, though. That's the
no, thing. Yeah, I'd cook
this guy
people.
Just ate him raw. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, he just ate some raw
bath
face.
Bath salts make you inhuman, man. That's crazy.
The zombies are coming.
Because a human would eat, would cook it first.
Right. I mean, you know, I think that we're missing out on like a major, I mean, we could jump on this bandwagon right now. Right now, start eating some face. I'll go knock on a neighbor's door. She'll be like, hey, man.
See, you got to invent a new thing.
Well, I mean,
somebody else already did that.
Napier, me and you already talked about this. Everything is kind of derivative of everything. I mean, like, everything comes from everything. I had a genius idea, like, maybe less than a week ago. And I was so fucking proud of myself. And I was like, I'm going to tell Napier about this. And Napier's going to say, holy shit. This is fucking genius. We're going to have to talk about this on the podcast. So I plan this whole thing out. I go to the bar with Napier. I'm telling Napier about my plan, okay? I'm going to tell you the whole story, and then Napier is going to tell you what he said. There's a million boner pills, right? I mean, that's scientists are making bigger and better boner pills. They're making, you know, all these boner pills. We've got boner pills. It's done. What we need is flavored jizz. They need a supplement, a pill, a injection, some kind of something that makes your jizz delicious so that you get more blowjobs.
They have that. They have like a regimen of foods you can eat so your jizz tastes.
Yeah, but I mean like that takes research and like a whole bunch of foods. I'm talking like one pill that you just take that makes it delicious.
I think we need to work on just a make chick super horny pill. I think that's way of higher priority.
I like blowjobs, Paul. I do.
I do too.
I love blowjobs.
Super horny all the time. They would just like.
Yeah, but I mean, like, then you gotta like. Then it's like borderline kind of roofy, and then it's like, you know, hey, take this pill against your will. I'm gonna sneak it into your food and shit. But I mean, like, if you can just make a pill that makes your shit delicious, then like they're gonna want to suck your dick all the time, right?
But then everyone will take the pill.
Yeah, but then people, then you'd be like, well, how do you bring that up? It's like, oh, by the way, my jizz tastes delicious. Like, then you know you're this huge douchebag. It's like, hey, by the way,
only if you're lying about it.
Here's the thing.
Because then they don't know. I mean, can't look at you and be like, I bet that did.
You tell them that you're taking the pill. You tell them that your jizz is delicious because you're taking this. And then they want to try it. They do. It's out there. Everybody knows about it. They're like, oh my God, I have to try this amazing tasting jizz. You know, pina colada or cherry or vanilla or cake icing. A million different flavors, and they want to try all of them. And, you know, their friends start trying it, and they're like, oh my God, you got to get your man on this pina colada.
You know,
shit.
There's already something like this. You just tell chicks you got a big dick. And if you got a big dick, they try it, and they're like, their friends want to try it.
But everybody says they have a big dick except me.
Well, you just got to say you got a big dick, and that gets the first one. And then whether or not you do,
that gets
the
friends. Oh, so that's
how
Bobby does it.
Right. Okay, but anyway, where I was going with this is I came up with this whole thing. I laid it all out. I was really excited about it. I thought I was onto a genius idea. I had all kinds of ideas for this plan. And then Napier crushed me with one sentence. One fucking sentence. Napier just fucked up my whole day. Go ahead and say it, Napier.
Isn't that Ron White's wife's idea?
That's what he said. And he told me that it was on Ron White's first CD and that I stole it from somebody else. and I was fucking crushed because I know that I've heard Ron White's CD. I don't remember it, but I'm sure that I heard it. And then I'm thinking, was that fucking bit in the back of my mind and then just kind of came to the front, like, in my voice, and, like, I was like, oh, my God, I just thought of something genius. Or did I actually think of this? And, like, I know I've heard it, so I probably didn't think of it.
Probably not.
No. But I didn't remember the thing. It was just, it was there. And then I thought of it, and I thought it was genius. And then, like, I started questioning everything. It's like, is every thought that I've ever had from something that somebody else said that, like, I've just kind of adopted to be my own thinking?
Yes.
And it fucks me up about everything. It's like,
I have had moments where it's like, I say something, and it's pretty funny, and it's like, is that from something? And I'm like, I don't think so, but maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because you don't always know. It's just a funny thing is filed in the back, and sometimes it flows to the surface, you know.
Like shit.
Just like shit.
Just like feces.
It's exactly like shit.
Yep.
But I mean, like, you know, the Trayvon shit. You know, like, when the Trayvon shit came out, everybody's like, oh my God, this guy just chased a guy down the street and fucking shot him. And I was like, and they didn't even arrest him? That's bullshit. And, you know, I was on that video. I was like, oh, this is total bullshit. This guy should, you know, I was right there with Jesse Jackson. I was like, this is an injustice that must be. But then, like, you know, as shit came out, it turns out Trayvon wasn't being all that nice. But so, like, basically, my thinking has kind of traveled along with the news story, and, like, I'm like a puppet in, like, what other people tell me. I know I'm pantomiming again on an audio podcast. I'm doing the little
spiders.
Marionette.
Yeah, marionette deal. But anyway, so, like, what it comes down to is, what do I have any fucking business having an opinion of some murder trial in Florida anyway? Who gives a shit? Napier has an opinion.
Dead babies in Florida.
Napier, you wanted to talk about Trayvon last week, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Either way, the dude's getting off. He's not guilty.
Yeah.
Well, he did shoot him, but he didn't break any laws doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting off.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened is, from what people have told other people that I have heard of, since I wasn't at, you know, the place watching the dude, saying, oh, this is going to be awesome. So, from what I've heard is, the Zimmerman guy goes out.
You're
going to
get worked
him.
Up before the end of this, aren't you?
I'm going to what?
You're going to get a little worked up, aren't you?
No. Why?
I don't know.
Do you
just
want me to get worked up?
Doesn't he just look like he's kind of...
He's kind of building the tempo.
Yeah, it seemed like you were getting a little bit
faster.
Well,
now the tempo's dead.
I'm sorry.
It's like getting a good beat off. Like,
I'm sorry. I'll look the other
Sometimes
way.
Sometimes you
I'll
want the little break in tempo during the beat off.
Okay, Napier.
No, no, you don't. You want
Yeah, you want to slow it down. So
right, you don't want to be done beating off.
You know, I read somewhere that, like, you know, if you take longer to jack off, like, you know, you get to the point and then, you know, stop for a second and then, you know, get to the point and stop for a second, then, like, you can train yourself to last a little longer. And I've been working on that because, you know, I'm 30 seconds or
Does
so.
Does that work, like, the same way when you have to shit?
Now, are you at 30 seconds now, or was this before you started your training regimen?
Did you work up to 30 seconds?
No, it hasn't worked so far, but I've been trying.
Okay. But it's fun.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it takes a little longer to jack off. You know what the hell? Why not?
Enjoy yourself.
Then you get scabs on
your dick.
It's
your day.
Yeah. But anyway, Trayvon.
So, Zimmerman goes out, leaves his truck. The dispatcher says, okay, we don't need you to do that. And then he goes back to his truck and hangs up the phone.
Well, you don't know that.
That's what he said, and that's what witnesses have said. He was leaving. He turns around. And then Trayvon comes up behind him after the chase and then pursues him.
And is it racist starts. Of me to say that when I hear the name Trayvon, I just assume he's guilty?
Yes.
Okay. Go on, Napier.
I would assume that's racist, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I like how this George Zimmerman guy is like a white guy, a white guy, a white guy. And then, like, you see him and you read more about it. It's like, that dude's, like, Hispanic, man.
Yeah. But, I mean,
like,
you just, you
but
don't.
The media makes it sound like a black guy.
You don't think of somebody naming a kid Trayvon and him, like, growing up to being, like, you know,
successful in any way.
You don't hear of any billionaires named Trayvon. Anyway, yeah, go on with what you're saying. That was totally racist. I apologize.
So Trayvon goes after
all the
Zimmerman.
Black listeners out there.
Yeah, all that we have. All of them. Yeah,
it's a big portion of our audience.
Unfortunately, yes. Right. So
yeah, that was a little bit racist.
That was worse.
All right, go on with what you're saying.
So either way, Trayvon assaults Zimmerman, bashes his skull into the ground.
My boss is riding me hard. He's working me all weekend. Oh, really? Which boss? You know Trayvon. All right, go on.
So he gets his skull beat in, and then Zimmerman shoots him.
Yeah.
Case closed. All done.
So you just outlined...
so that's what happened. Yeah. I thought we were getting like some input from
there's,
you.
Yeah, yeah. There's no... I don't... Why would I have an opinion?
It's simple to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Clear
right.
Cut.
It's clear cut. The dude assaulted another dude. The dude who did the assaulting got shot.
If someone beat me up, I'm allowed to shoot them dead.
At the time. You can't like come back later and shoot them dead.
Yeah.
And in Missouri, we don't have that law.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Depends.
No, in Missouri, you have to make every effort to not...
No.
No, I'm pretty sure
you... No, not if... Not unless if
in
you're
your,
in your
prop boy in your home
if you're on your own property.
But if you're
no.
out, if you're out and out and about, as such this case was, you have to make every effort. If you can walk away, you have to walk away or escape before you shoot people.
Well, that's what Zimmerman said he tried to do. He tried to get him off of him. He
just because I don't know of any other way to get it in the next 20 minutes or so, is it okay if someone beats you up to then rape them?
Yes.
Legally,
we
no.
haven't mentioned
or
rape.
Illegally.
I know it's
been almost 40 minutes.
I know it's
and
a
no
stretch,
rape mentioned.
But I had to mention rape, or else I just don't feel as though we were doing our listeners a service.
Didn't I already mention rape?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you talk about raping Paul's wife. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Anyway, so Napier,
double
you don't
rape.
Double down on the rape.
Speaking of double down.
Yeah, you talk about that.
Oh, recently I saw a commercial for, I believe, a liquid plumber product that has a dual action. It's got a liquid and then a drain snake that you buy together as like a combo. But the ploy of the commercial is double penetration. Like, it's a lady. She
right.
walks into the supermarket and she's like, oh, double action. And then it goes into a fantasy and two hunky plumbers come to her door and like, one's got the snake for a drain and the other one's got the power liquid and then like...
But you would hope that they would both have snakes and both have liquid.
Well, you would hope, but I mean...
Well, one has one the massage oil.
I mean, what good is a snake without liquid and what good
well,
is liquid
really
without a snake?
Really, it's just the one snake is one guy and yeah. then the liquid's the other guy and she's getting DP'd by these two guys. But it's just funny because now plumbing products are going as far as throwing DP references into their ads so that people will buy their plumbing products.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Well, they're mostly catered to women, so obviously right there.
And
you
know. shows are like, you know.
Oh, yeah, she comes out of the fantasy, and there's two gentlemen, and the same gentlemen from her fantasy are in the supermarket, and they both are all looking at each other like,
does she
oh,
get,
this DP, it's going to happen.
At any point, does she get kind of disheveled and her
oh,
hair
yeah,
is
oh,
array?
She's already, she's got the sexy librarian like glasses.
Oh, yeah?
She's definitely like the... Like, oh, look at that nice lady. I bet she gets DP'd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all right. want it.
They all want it. Even the nice-looking ones, they want the DP. And they want it not only in their ass and vagina, but they want it in their sink.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfectly understandable.
Someone right. made millions of dollars. And someone got hired to multiple jobs after that. Because someone
made
campaign ads. Oh, you're the DP guy?
Yeah. You would understand those references from that commercial
so
a
you,
lot
you,
more if you've ever cleaned semen out of your drain.
Just pure semen, or like
yeah.
drained?
It doesn't
like
it doesn't
caked
like
on, caked on like just chunks of raw semen.
It doesn't harden, does it? Like
yeah.
in the
drain?
Well, yeah, it hardens
wet from your multiple showers.
But it like
so
goes down. And,
once in a while.
Yeah, it goes down, but it hardens.
Are we talking about
like
sink drain?
Oh
yeah.
man, is there some?
Why it doesn't have a sink drain?
Well,
I mean, you don't. But like when you go to wash your hand,
yeah. and I'm just covered in it because, you know, I like to get it all. I like
yeah,
to,
I usually I like jizz all over myself and then go take a shower.
Yeah, I like to hug my younglings.
So you enjoy being jizzed on?
Well, I'm like on my belly, and then I my belly button, and then I splash it out.
So do you think? So you'd enjoy other people jizzing into your belly button?
No,
and
splashing
no.
Splash it out
like a little bird splashing yeah. in a pool.
No, that's just something that I like to share with myself.
a little treat for yourself.
And the 27 people who listen to this podcast.
Well, no, I mean I don't jizz on all of their belly buttons.
He will if you want to.
Hotter if you jizzed on like a chick's belly button, and then she started playing.
And then she.
Ooh. I know how we could get like more hits on our little website.
If
you
we
could
put
a video up
women
of that.
On it,
yeah. You could put a video up of
that. Me jacking off into my own belly button.
Yep.
I don't think that would get us one more hit.
Yeah, I do.
I bet it would.
Yeah.
Lots of creepy.
I bet it would.
See, because if we told people,
gay dudes love to see straight dudes jack off, man.
If we told people on the podcast that I was going to do that,
now they're not. Well,
The only people that would watch the video would be the people that listen, which is like four people.
Well, we would advertise.
Well, three people after.
I'd put it on the Craigslist.
After I tell Francis how much Napier talks on this one.
Did we ever get drunk pussy?
What?
Did we ever get drunk his pussy? From the Craigslist ads.
Oh, I thought he said, did we ever get drunk pussy? And I was like,
I have before.
Napier, we don't share pussy, buddy. No, we didn't.
That's
I
why
still
you're not
get,
my best friend.
I still get emails from plentyoffish.com, though.
For drunk. Does he get matches?
I don't think so, no. I don't think that I've ever had anybody respond to his ad. Wasn't it like, I want to poke your face?
Yeah. Yes, it was poke your face.
Yeah. I got no hits on the, see, everybody just ignores us. If we started eating face, be like, my name is Drunk. I have this sweet Hawaiian shirt, and I know the dude who ate face. Napier, if you took this one for the team, we...
Just one thing.
How about we start with you jacking off into your own stomach?
So we'd be the guys who jack off into our own stomach and eat faces.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. If we do
that would be impressive. Then you've done something new.
Yeah. So you take it to a new level.
The thing is, though, I feel that... The only way for anybody to know that you're out eating face is if you do it publicly and then are killed by police doing it. Because if you just do it if we just go kidnap somebody and you eat their face, the same three people are going to hear it. And it's not going to... I mean, like, if I tweet a million times, listen to Napier eat this guy's face... I don't think it's going to work.
Well, then I'm a copycatter. I mean, I'm not an original. Like, oh, some dude's copying the face eater.
You should auto-tune the face eating and then get millions of hits.
So, I mean, like, we're just going to have, like, a big melting pot of shit other people have done.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, not together.
Yeah, not
so. So we'll auto-tune it. I'll tase you. And you'll eat a face.
And jizz on your belly button.
Oh, and
that's our own, though.
Oh,
that
and
one,
jizzing boom, in your belly button and then splashing it out?
Right. I don't think... I mean, can we find that? Is there videos of that already?
I don't think so. And you said something about a smoking vagina, too.
We should look up the smoking vagina. That was a good one.
Yeah, but... do you think no we could make your asshole smoke?
Yes.
Could you smoke a cigarette with your asshole while eating a face? We'll auto-tune it. I will tase you... And I'll beat off in my own belly button.
And I'll Tebow.
See, the cigarette thing's already been done. I'm going to have to.
What if Napier ate the face of a person Tebowing?
Or a person planking.
While you jizzed in the Tebowing belly and splashed it
up. And instead of a cigarette in my ass that I'm smoking,
it'll be a cigar.
It's a pipe.
That like the old timey pipe,
right. Yeah, like a
fancy, a and you'll be wearing a monocle.
Like a freebase pipe.
Well,
or will your ass be wearing a monocle?
Well,
and a mustache.
What I'll do is my asshole will smoke the pipe. That way, it's classy, and then like I'll have a tramp stamp, and the tramp stamp will just say this place is a mess, and then you can zoom into that after I get shot from eating face.
All right,
you guys could both have pretty mean Hitler mustaches.
You think?
I can't grow a Hitler mustache.
No, you could. It's already grown in.
Look, no, this is bald.
That's perfect.
Yeah, the middle part
that's
is
perfect.
That's a reverse Hitler. The middle part
both
isn't
could.
There.
That's awesome.
Also, like, cut out the middle, like the Hitler part, and just leave the rest.
No, cut the rest.
Has that been done?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's been done. Yeah,
it's 2012, man. Is there anything that hasn't been done yet? Is there anything left for us to do that no one else has ever done ever?
A 50-foot sprint race, and when you cross the finish line, you take a full power shit.
And who finishes first? Or is there a point
so
for
like
the form?
Nobody wins. Nobody wins.
Then it's not a race.
That is,
the winner will be calculated by the time to race plus the weight of your shit.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be, like, combined. They'll be weighted in, like, you know, it'll be, like, 50-50. Like,
yeah, there'll be a bar graph. And.
But is a high amount of weight good or is a low amount of weight good?
High, obviously.
Yeah. You get
Yeah, maybe it should be
like... No, you get...
I think the strategy with that would be that you would want to really, really have to shit, because that will encourage you to run faster so you can get to the finish line and
not
shit
your pants.
But
if you shit your pants on the way, though, then you've given away all your weight.
You're assless the entire time. And if you shit before
you... Are
you
pantsless? Like, are you Porky Pigging it?
No, you are completely pantsless. And if you shit before you hit the finish line, you're disqualified. You're out.
It should be a mile.
God damn, who the fuck?
That was my wedding ring.
Oh, good job.
It should be a mile long race.
A mile?
A mile long race, and at the end you take a big shit.
You gotta squeeze your cheeks.
Yeah, oh, it could be like...
No, not X-Lax, but you think like bran and plum and like plums and shit like that.
It could be like Fruits. American Ninja Warrior.
But with
you know
shit.
Where they
Ass Ninja Warrior.
Yeah. The Ass Olympics. We can do this.
But we can't just have one event.
Probably already an anal Olympics somewhere.
Yeah, there can't just be one event. We'd we'll have to have it. Like a whole shit centered.
I think that'd be great. You get like a dildo and then a weight hanging off of it and see like how far they can lift or how much, you know.
Oh, and when the dildo comes out, you just spray shit.
Well, right. I'm sure.
Oh, so like you squeeze your ass cheeks closed to hold weight.
How much weight can you lift with your anal muscles?
And then when you
have a regulation size dildo, and then weights, and then you go from weight to weight.
What exactly is a regulation sized dildo, Paul?
Whatever they decide, but everyone
the FDA.
Whatever the
no, it's the Olympic committee.
Come on, man! It would be the IDOC or whatever the
yeah
the Olympic International Olympic Committee. Yeah.
The committee gets together and then they vote.
They'll have referees come out and measure the dildo to make sure that no one's cheating.
Right, because if you had a bigger dildo, I would imagine it would take less muscular mass to hold it in.
Maybe they all have to use
in there. You know?
Maybe they all have to use the same dildo just to make sure that it's fair.
That wouldn't be sanitary.
Well, I mean, they could dip it in that blue stuff that they like put combs in at Great Clips. What, the blue stuff?
Yeah.
No, I believe it does.
No, I'm sure.
It's called Barbicide. It does something.
There's no way that they would use it if it wasn't working.
Really?
Absolutely
People
not.
Use those little fucking toilet seat covers, and they don't do a goddamn thing.
They do if you put like six of them down.
But then what do you do with it? Do you flush them?
Yeah.
You flush them. Clog the fucking
thing. Are you supposed to, though? Yeah. I don't think you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to flush them.
Top one off and say, look, now's the fucking cushion on there.
Or you just fold it up and put it in your pocket so that you have one for later.
Right, yeah. Because I'm not willing to put my ass cheeks on the seat, but I'll put the fucking paper I put on the seat in my pocket.
Right.
Yeah. That way, instead of it getting on my ass, it can get on my hands.
And the inside of your shirt.
Yeah. And or pants.
Wherever, or your butthole.
Yeah.
Your nature's pocket.
Right.
Apparently it's made out of a deep pocket.
Yeah.
They're nothing.
Like,
nothing.
My anus is like a cargo shorts.
Nothing we ever discuss has any amount of substance whatsoever, does it?
Anal dildos. I mean, training. That's good.
We're never gonna. Future. We're never gonna save the world.
But we could start the first anal Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, what if someday some kid's watching the anal Olympics and he's like dreaming about how awesome it would be just to push yourself that hard to get that last inch inside of you? He's like, you know what? If they can do it, I can become a farmer.
So clearly size is like an event, like, you know, like...
Girth.
Would it be girth or would it be length?
Well, no,
like
it depends on the events.
I mean, what? They're different events.
There's different
there's
events.
There's the girth competition and the length competition.
There's the weightlifting competition.
There's the distance competition.
What about, like, gymnastics? Anal gymnastics. I don't know. It just sounds good.
Well,
it,
you know the, you know how they have those little ribbons that they use when they do the little dances? You have a ribbon coming out of your ass, and you got to make it do tricks.
Do you think that we could fill an entire Olympics with just asses? Or I mean, can we do, like, dick stuff and vagina stuff? And
well, no, we're not perverts.
I mean, just make
the
it, like...
The dick stuff I'm not into. The vagina stuff, you kind of, I'm kind of down with. Because you can do a, you can really use a lot of the same events.
Yeah.
You know, like the girth and the you know, the depth and the weight.
Well, then it sounds just like a dog show.
If you had, if you were a woman,
balls.
If you were a woman and you had like a gold medal in like some kind of like vagina weightlifting category, right. Like you wouldn't like display that and be like proud of that, would you?
Well, yeah, yeah, of course.
I
yeah.
Your dick so hard.
Yeah, I think that would help you pick up dudes. That sounds like something you lift on your, you know, plenty of fish profile for sure. I can
I
lift
can
your
lift
body weight
a man
with my vagina.
With my vagina.
That sounds good.
I can squeeze my pussy will squeeze your dick so hard you'll get blood blisters in your head. Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay.
The aneurysm part.
I'm wrong. You guys are right.
Thank you for.
So would it be like
that.
Could men and women enter the anal events, or would it be like women enter the vagina events and men enter?
Well,
the anal
I mean,
events?
It's obviously going to be separated men from women because it's obvious that.
But like all
men,
all men and women have assholes. Shouldn't they compete together in like a fair?
Right. I don't think there's really like a.
There's
there
no
a,
like no.
Yeah,
advantage.
But they don't have a prostate. Prostate gives you power.
It's like a Hemi engine.
Yeah. For your ass. You just run that shit all day.
Wait, Nick wasn't on microphone. Say it again, and we'll laugh
the
again.
The prostate is the human Hemi engine.
It's better the first time.
It was.
I bet
yeah.
people heard it.
You bet.
They listened so intently.
All right. Now, if you want to hear Nick say it again, wait until 54:30. And go.
Hey.
Hemi engine.
Oh, my God.
That was good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, masturbation.
I do it with my fist.
Like, into your fist, or are you masturbating?
No, I punch it. I punch my taint when I'm jerking off. That way it shoots out.
Do we not have anything constructive to say? I mean, just... Dicks and vaginas and assholes. And
save for your people. Save for your retirement. Look, the government's gonna be out of money, and you're gonna have to have something to take care of yourself. So just go ahead. If you got a 401k, invest the max that your company is willing to match, because that's free money. And the stock market's pretty low. You can get some money for the future. You know, it's just a good idea.
Also, yeah. Get your prostate checked.
Right.
I think cancer is one of the leading causes of death for men. And you wouldn't drive a Hemi around without getting it checked every once in a while, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's some substance right there.
Right.
And if you're a woman, go give somebody a blowjob, like today. Just do it.
It just tastes amazing. They've been taking a pill.
See, I mean, you could trick someone with that once.
You can trick multiple people with it once.
That's
yeah,
true,
right? You trick hundreds of people one time. I think it'll dawn on them pretty quick. Wouldn't it be the worst if they're like, they just start sucking it and they're like, nope, doesn't taste like whatever. See ya.
That would be awful.
Like, no, you gotta wait. You gotta
you
wait
don't
to
tell
the
them.
End.
Yeah, you don't tell them that your dick tastes like something. You tell them that your jizz
well,
tastes
like
something.
The pre-cum and everything, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, they get a little bit in their mouth, and they're like, oh, this is huge.
That's why you force it down their
throat. This tastes like asparagus.
He's full of shit.
You force it down their throat, that way they can't taste it.
I mean, do you think that, like, you know those Mio things that, like, you squirt and add to water?
You can put them on your
dick?
Do
you think, like, you could squirt some of that in your dick hole?
I mean, you could physically. That is possible, yes.
But then, like, would it work?
Is it advisable?
Probably dry.
probably not.
Yeah. Or it shoots out of you like a needle, and then you puncture her spinal cord.
I guarantee you it has sugar in it. Has sugar in it, it would crystallize.
But it's only going to be in there for like a, you know, 40.
Oh, like you just do it right before.
45 seconds or so.
You're like, oh, I'm about to come. Hold on, let me put some Mio in there, and I'll come in your mouth after that.
Right. I mean, just to try it out.
And then they get an energy boost because Mio has what energy.
I mean, we got Paul to drink bath salts. We could probably get him to take a shot in the mouth.
Just
shot
right to the chin.
What if the lady doesn't know that you did that, and your stuff starts like coming out pink and red, and she thinks that you've like a hemorrhoided testicle, and she starts flipping out. Have you ever seen pink jizz?
It's referred to as bleemen.
Yeah.
Blood and semen. And no, I've never seen this.
But you know so much about it, you know it's a code word.
It's scientific designation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like you take two things and put them together, like, you know, Brangelina.
Right.
I mean, you got blood, you got semen, bleemen.
Bleemen.
Yeah.
Obviously scientific.
I've always wanted to go to my doctor one day just to bullshit around with him and just say something like, so how much blood in my semen is considered normal, and how much of it should I be worried about?
I think the answer is like no blood.
Well, you're not a doctor.
Well, after some hard fucking, I think there could be like some blood.
You mean like hard fucking, like your balls bounced off somebody like a whole bunch and now they're bleeding?
Right, you got a little rough and tumble.
I've
got a little
done some pretty hard fucking in my day, and I don't think I've ever fucked somebody hard enough. I don't think I have that type of
fuck style.
Well, you
oomph.
You don't have the fuck style to
oomph.
Go to
I don't
you
think
just,
I have
you
the
just
oomph.
Grab hold of the lady's head and you start like pounding her, and you like you hit her chin so hard with your testicles. Just back and forth so much that it sounds like Mike Tyson's speed bag, just going bam, 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 and then all of a sudden
I
got
guarantee,
yeah,
that there's no way you're fucking that hard or fast.
Why?
Because you're a giant, giant man.
Okay, hold on.
What? Say it.
What?
You want her to say that like you fuck really hard and fast?
Say it.
She didn't really say it. She just confirmed that.
Bunny pounding seems like
I think she corrected you, actually, because you said rabbit and she said bunny.
Yeah, either way.
I think
soft, fluffy, and very easy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Soft and fluffy. I would definitely describe you as that.
I pounded
rabbit,
out like
you know, the one that beat the turtle in the race. I don't think I just don't think that's happening with you, buddy.
I pound that shit out like Thumper.
No, I'm
bum, 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 bum,
I'm telling you, I think that you probably pound pretty hard.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of force behind your poundings, but I'm talking the rapid, you know.
Like Mike Tyson's feet.
No. She's going to punch me so hard.
I
mean,
we've said some terrible things, but it's gotten really awkward. It's just
in the last
weird.
30 seconds.
Say I pound you like Mike Tyson's speed bag. Say it. Say it.
Another good strong finish to what was a horrible beginning, like all of my sexual escapades.
Oh, so you finished strong?
Yeah.
The rabbit pounding.
So do you start like kind of slow and you build momentum?
Well, yeah, I miss a lot because I can't, you know.
What do you mean you miss a lot?
I
yeah.
He means
fuck,
that
does that mean?
He exits and then
re-enter. You go at it all cattywampus and you hit the sides.
Good one.
I think my little guy is cockeyed.
Yeah.
Like I've punched
you
him
too
many
times.
Have
you not seen it in a while?
Well,
it goes to the side.
Well, I punch my junk when I masturbate, and I think I always use my left hand to punch it.
You fuck her thighs really good until you finally find the right spot.
Well, I
and
mean,
it's glory
it's cockeyed.
For like three pumps,
I can't,
and then just out.
Look, think of it as you got fucked up tires
just,
on your car.
Just
you can't
out.
Go into the space straight like everybody else. You gotta go in kind of funny because your car's fucked up.
Yeah, boomerang it.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're trying
like
to
on
coil,
Blues Brothers, you gotta
when you're trying
swerve.
To coil a hose back onto the coil thing, and then it gets all off to the side, and you're like, "Fuck, man, I got to start over." And then you kind of got to back up a little bit.
Yeah,
and you got to start coiling it again.
Yeah,
you I don't know how that has anything to do with Napier's dick, but.
Fucking A.
Yeah, like, well.
Rabbit pounding.
Can you just imagine Napier doing anything with any sort of speed?
No, not exactly.
I am very quick for a large man.
He's fucking nimble on his feet.
Yeah.
Heard.
Yeah.
He can thighs. Measure an asshole in under fucking 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah. To watch it.
Three to five.
To watch it, it's like watching a thespian give Shakespeare performances in the park. It's like awesome.
But instead of words, it's rulers, and instead of acting, it's his anus.
Yeah, and jizz. Lots of jizz. Like, have you ever seen what's that dude's name where he does the dropping loads when he's like about
to Nick Manning.
Yeah. He's like about to finish in a chick and he's like dropping loads, dropping loads. And you know he then drops his load.
But I mean, like,
if you're doing
that's
says, yeah, that's his.
Character. Oh, face fuck, yeah. Anyway,
it sounds like the Hulk. The Hulk fucks face.
But I mean, like, if you do the rabbit poundings for like 8 seconds, you're out of breath, right?
No.
See, would you just rest all of your weight and girth onto them and then just move your hips?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the plan.
Well,
do you like kind of lift with your feet, like kind of.
Oh, I use the whole body, thighs, stomach muscles. Everything's getting in on this show. This action doesn't leave anybody out.
Sunday. $12 for kids.
Grave digger. Come down to the St. Louis Speed Auto Mart, where Napier has the rabbit sex.
The rabbit pounding.
Bigfoot grave digger. And the
thumper. We'll sell you the whole seat.
But you won't get. You weren't on mic, Paul said it.
We'll sell you the whole seat. But you'll only need the edge.
Because you'll be masturbating. Delicious.
Do you sit on the edge of your seat when you masturbate?
Fuck yeah.
It's a very intense masturbation.
You know,
yeah.
Suspenseful. What's going to happen next?
I have a new desk chair, and like I haven't really gotten the right like position to jack off yet. Like I don't know what to do with my feet. Like, you know, because if your feet kind of go off to the edge, like you're sitting on the chair, like you feel like you're going to slip out and fall.
You need a better chair.
It's not a good feeling when you're
Yeah, put
right,
a towel
like
down.
You keep thinking you're going to fall.
Wear rubber socks.
Yeah.
I think I used to have an ottoman. Either that or I'd put my feet on the desk.
Then what do you use to manipulate the controls? Or is this, I guess, you're watching a video?
Well, I mean, you know,
Well, if your feet are on the desk, I mean, that just seems like a very hard, like...
Yeah, like how do you work the mouse?
With my hand.
Well, how do you do that with your legs up in the air?
Well, my legs are like in the air. My feet are on the desk.
This sounds like you have something in your ass, Dirk.
No, I don't do anything in my
ass. Your
I
ass
have that. I need like an anchor. Like I need like
in
a
your
support.
Ass?
To where, like, I'm not going to
it
fall.
It sounds like you're opening your anus.
Yeah, I don't do anything with my anus. I just need
no,
my
it's just open and
be,
yawning.
To be planted in some way. And, like, if they're just on the floor, I'm going to, like, slip out.
You get, like, shoe clips, like a cyclist has for their pedals, and you can clip yourself into the ground.
Yeah.
And then just have your way with
yourself. See, now, but, I mean, how do you explain that? Like yeah. Why you have...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that was there when we moved in. And then don't everyone show anyone your clips.
Yeah, and if your lady friend like catches you doing it, just
never been caught, never will. I'm a jack off ninja.
Well, just stare at her.
It's never gonna
stare
happen.
At her
I'm amazing.
Time. Well, if you ever do get caught, just look her right in the eye and keep going, like a fucking boss.
Do you have like built-in fail safes? Like when she opens the door, like a pot falls off.
I don't need them. I'm very stealthy in my jacking off. I'm very aware.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
All, that's just being.
You ever been caught?
No, not really.
Never,
never unintentionally.
Well, you said that you said that your mom caught you.
Yeah.
But didn't your mom intentionally. Catch
you? Yeah. Intentionally.
Yeah.
You wanted to see how she'd react.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Bye.
I'm sorry. I'll come back.
She's like, I got your laundry. Nope. No, I don't.
Did you stop?
No. Well, she left.
He made eye contact and said, you leave my room right now.
I'll be done in a minute. Don't you anger my taint. Napier, what's that ruler doing there?
Though, look, those have not been in asses.
Your rulers?
My rulers.
They you have multiple rulers?
Yeah. Depending on, well, they're different thicknesses.
Do you have ruler, like you know how when you have children, you measure them against the wall and, like, mark the spot?
No, we never did that in my
house. But you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen people,
you know, they measure a child and then mark the spot on the side of the door on how tall they are as they get older.
Yeah.
Do you think that, like, you should do that with your cock? Like, if you could start early and you could just, like, every year measure your cock and put a mark on the door.
Wouldn't you think that'd be, like, disappointing at some point?
Yeah.
Because, like, for the longest time, you're so used to your cock growing, like, every year. And all
I'm not,
like,
used to that at all.
Well, I mean, like, for, like, years, your cock grew.
No, it didn't.
No?
It just didn't. No.
You have, like, a little baby dick?
I was the tallest guy in the sixth grade. I grew to, like, my sixth grade height. And then I didn't grow anymore. So, like I never got any bigger.
In any place?
And everybody that used to be smaller than me got bigger than me. And that's just the way.
Up until that point, you were growing.
And then I just
stopped.
Your
cock grew for years.
Yeah.
And so, like, how disappointed would
actually,
you be?
Like, as I've gotten fatter, I think my dick has kind of sunk in. So now I think my dick's even smaller.
That's called turtling.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Like, heavy obese dudes.
Yeah.
Tiny little penises. Because the fat folds suck the penis into the body cavity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoy that next time you see a really fat, overweight dude. Penises inside of them.
We need to, like...
Yeah, like a
are you
dog.
Sure the fat's sucking it in, or, like, just the layers of fat?
The layers of fat are, okay, are like making it look like it's... Yeah.
Napier, we need to exercise, man.
Who's we?
Me and you.
Why?
And Nick.
And me.
And Paul.
Are we gonna fuck?
No, we need to, like...
Sure.
We need to do something. It's getting out of control.
Smoke aerobics?
How about fuck aerobics?
Yeah.
Come on, Napier's already doing that, and it ain't doing him any good.
No.
Well, man, imagine if he wasn't.
Yeah.
He's right. Fucking barely holding on right now.
Your fuck aerobics is what keeps you where you're at.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm barely holding on here.
But, like, he consumes like 30,000 calories a day. Yeah. Like, fuck aerobics keeps him slim and trim.
Like, do you eat burritos while you fuck? Or you take a break?
Well, I normally
you
will
some
have...
snacks?
Yeah.
Let's have some snacks, baby.
I stop for after... after sex chocolates?
Well, there was like...
But there's their during sex chocolates.
Well, yeah.
There was like a while there where, like, you were like kind of on a I'm going to lose weight thing.
Yeah.
And I was on a I'm going to gain a fuckload of weight thing.
Yeah.
To where, like, at a certain point, I was getting pretty close to you. But then I think, like, I said something to you like, oh, man, I think I'm getting close to you. And you're like, no, you're not.
God damn it, I'm the fat guy in this friendship.
Well, at the time, I was thinking about joining the army, and I didn't want to join the army with tits and a dude. So I decided, I'm going to work out, and then I decided,
well, you would
it's
be
too much work,
you
I'm
would
not joining
be joining the army.
The army
with a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you wouldn't be the only one that they'd be letting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still. You know.
But not tits.
But if he's got big titties, they might all try to fuck him.
Yeah. You could totally stick your dick in between my chest titties and give it a good whirl. I mean, you'll get
that's
hair
why,
all over
that's
it.
That's why he wears the beard.
Yeah.
So no one confuses him for a chick.
Well, no, it's
and then fucks his titties.
It's like a catcher. So when the jizz comes up through the titty meats, it hits the chin and doesn't go up to the mouth. It'll just get stuck in the underside of the beard.
Which is way preferable
to
getting it on your
face. It's kind of like one of those sticky fly strips.
Yeah, or like a sweatband, only it's a semen band for your chin. So when, you know, it also works when you're jerking off and you get the power spooge and it kind of hits off your belly.
He doesn't have the power spooge.
I don't have the power spooge. It just kind of comes out.
Dribbles.
That's right. You have tiny little insignificant pee streams.
Like when you pour too much soda into a cup.
Aw. Just floop.
Overflows.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
But thanks for bringing that up.
Did you try my thing yet? Where you go, instead of using the urinal, you go into the toilet, and then you...
Just start screaming?
Yeah, just start screaming.
I'm pissing! I'm pissing!
Like, whoa. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye. Thanks for listening. You can check out the website at wfodicks.podbean.com. You can check us out. Send us a strongly worded email, since you've been offended, at wfodicks@live.com. You should call us up at 314-266-WFOD. And if you can't figure out the numbers, don't fucking call us. And for more immediate response, go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Eat that shit.